Observations column, titled, It Is Reported, written by Pastor Bob Lawrence. News stories are laced with the word reported when it comes to telling others about an incident, a crime, or a happy event. A writer putting the narrative forth of a story worth telling becomes a reporter themselves, an investigative reporter who digs for the truth. They will talk to multiple witnesses to get to the heart of their story, and in the telling of the story, the truth becomes apparent. The word reported is used widely in the Bible, among the prophets, the historians, and among the writers of the New Testament. The key is to get to the core topic and share it through the testimony of multiple witnesses to the wider public audience. Paul wrote to the Corinthian church once that it had been widely reported that a certain individual had been in sin, and the church was not confronting his sin, but tolerating it. Political correctness is not a 20th or 21st century phenomena. People don't want to say anything that might produce confrontation or hurt feelings. Such is the story of Jesus' birth and Gabriel's announcement of Mary's pending pregnancy. Our all-powerful God does outlandish things when the occasion calls for them. In Mary's case, a virgin birth was first alluded to in Genesis and then addressed directly in Isaiah. Genesis 3 verse 14, enmity between the serpent's seed and the seed of the woman. Literally, the offspring of the woman is her seed, but because women have ovum and males supply the seed, we have the first allusion to a virgin birth. Isaiah speaks more directly though, Isaiah 7 verse 14, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son. Her child shall be called Emmanuel. Butter and honey shall he eat. But Isaiah then records a secular, historical event to lend to the authenticity of this otherwise outlandish prophecy. These four prophecies combine to help us see that the Lord controls personal lives, and the life of a nation too, Genesis. Isaiah's double prophecy and Gabriel's words are forever recorded in sacred scripture for all the world to read. Three witnesses, four prophecies, yet much of the world will still not believe. We who do believe rejoice in our great God and Savior. Jesus came into the world at a time when all four of these words from God were fulfilled in the event that we call Christmas. Rejoice in the Lord, our Savior. Luke 2 verses 46 to 47. And Mary said, My soul doth magnify the Lord. And my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior. You've been listening to the audio version of the Bobservations column, written by Pastor Bob Lawrence of Whitestone Christian Fellowship. Whitestone Christian Fellowship is a non-denominational congregation. Every Sunday, Pastor Bob walks us through the Bible, teaching line upon line and verse by verse. The church is located in the village of Victor, a little southeast of Rochester, New York, and if you are in the area, we invite you to join us. From upstate New York, Pastor Bob encourages all of us to immerse ourselves in the Word of God. Until next time, remember that Jesus is our victor.